Chapter 12. Then the men of Ephraim were summoned, and they crossed over to Zaphon and said to Jephthah,
"Why did you not call us to go with you when you crossed over to fight against the Ammonites?
We will burn your house down with you in it."
But Jephthah said to them,
"Along with my people, I was engaged in a great conflict with the Ammonites. I did call to you for help, but you did not save me from their hand. When I saw that you would not save me, then I decided to risk my life and go against the Ammonites, and Jehovah handed them over to me. So why have you come today to fight against me?"
Jephthah then gathered all the men of Gilead, and they fought Ephraim. The men of Gilead defeated Ephraim, who had said, "You are only fugitives from Ephraim, you Gileadites in Ephraim and Manasseh." Gilead captured the fords of the Jordan ahead of Ephraim, and when the men of Ephraim were trying to escape, they would say,
"Let me cross over."
Then the men of Gilead would ask each one,
"Are you an Ephraimite?"
When he would reply,
"No,"
they would say to him,
"Please say Shibboleth."
But he would say,
"Sibboleth,"
as he was unable to say the word correctly. Then they would seize him and slay him at the fords of the Jordan. So 42,000 Ephraimites fell at that time. Jephthah judged Israel for 6 years, after which Jephthah the Gileadite died and was buried in his city in Gilead. Ibzan from Bethlehem judged Israel after him. He had 30 sons and 30 daughters. He sent his daughters to marry men outside his clan, and he brought in 30 women to marry his sons. He judged Israel for 7 years. Then Ibzan died and was buried in Bethlehem. After him, Elon the Zebulunite judged Israel. He judged Israel for 10 years. Then Elon the Zebulunite died and was buried in Aijalon in the land of Zebulun. After him, Abdon the son of Hillel the Pirathonite judged Israel. He had 40 sons and 30 grandsons who rode on 70 donkeys. He judged Israel for 8 years. Then Abdon the son of Hillel the Pirathonite died and was buried in Pirathon, in the land of Ephraim, in the mountain of the Amalekite.